The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. Surprise, we're here talking 90 Day. We didn't explain that we had given up on this show.
But we can't give up because I missed it a little bit. I'll be freakishly honest. Even though it wasn't on my top 10, I was like, maybe it should have been. I do kind of miss these freaks.
Definitely not in my top 10. but yeah, we're going to cover this season, just this season, every other week because we just can't on a weekly basis. It's a little... But we're checking in. So we're going to drop an episode every two weeks just so you guys know.
It's good to just, right. Unless it gets insanely good. But
dip out.
Instagram has social media has ruined the season.
Right.
I don't want to ruin it for people. But, you know, Tiffany and what's his face? There's a, if you look around, it's stupid.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I didn't hate it as much as I.
That was our key to improving 90 Day.
Decent, I thought.
Oh, I thought it was like. So boring. What even happened?
I must have no life.
Other than Meg and Natalie.
I was actually compelled finding out the what interests me is Angela actually is compelling to me. And Asuelu and what's her face? Learning the legal ramifications is interesting.
Yeah.
These parents get swindled.
All of these parents co-signing. I would never. I don't give
okay,
a shit.
I kept thinking about this. Should it be, is this a rule just between you and I that, is this a Escape to Reality podcast rule that if you can't afford to have, do you not deserve love if you don't have money is the question? Should you not have them come over if you can't afford it?
I think the whole system's ridiculous, but I feel like if the person
is not an upstanding citizen. Yeah.
Like Ronald, you're betting the farm on Ronald.
Like, yeah.
So I guess that's my issue. Right?
Yeah. It shouldn't be someone's money. Why does it matter how much money you make that you got to take care of this person because they're going to be on the side? I don't know. It does seem disgusting. It like almost puts a price on someone's existence.
Totally. It's in a very American.
Like how adoption should cost buckets of money. It should be freaking dirt. Cheap to adopt a child. What the fuck?
Right. All right. Before we get into it, a few things. Over on Patreon, we're covering Extreme Sisters and Seeking Sister Wife, which has been a blast. If you guys are watching those shows, our TLC friends, check it
drama
out.
Drama with the Windsors. I thought they were the Windsors, but there's no.
What's the drama?
They pretty much quit the show, I think, and they told them to fuck off. But I don't know if it was just the end of their filming. But they wrote a whole thing saying they're done with the show and. Move on, but
all right. Well, they were the true polygamists. We've lost the one and only.
I think that's why they quit because they're supposed to.
They thought they were joining like a religious show and they get a bunch of people scamming people.
They should have a huge, I wish they would do a polygamist, real people like that type show on Netflix with real people.
Oh, just like deep dive into them. I would love
like
that.
Real families like that.
Yeah, that would be good. We also dropped a Friends reunion episode on Patreon, patreon.com/skiptoreallypodcast. You were also treated to,
really
I would say, arguably one of Justine's most classic rants about camping.
Oh, God.
That's available at the front end of our Extreme Sisters episode this week. So check that out. And then if you're not following us on the things, Twitter, Escape2Pod, we tweet. And Instagram, Escape to Reality Podcast. We also Instagram and have some fun over there. So check us out.
I think I'm offending people with my Instagrams, but you know what? It's reality. If you want to start with Angela.
Sure.
I got a problem with these plastic surgeons and everything. She's not even lost the weight yet. So why are they worried about a freaking facelift? Let's lose the weight first.
I mean, she, this is predatory behavior, and she's falling for it left, right, and center. Like, you haven't even barely, you're in recovery for another surgery you didn't ask for when you arrived there, and you're already going to do something else? It makes no sense to me.
And you give it, you have to use those binders for when you have to C-section, and it's a nightmare. Ugh. It's like, you know, a belly band, and Tyler, my mom, are putting it on me, and oh God. And why would you? Oh, okay. This is my question. I know this is wrong. I'm not fat shaming anyone. I just want to say that I understand that people have a hard time losing weight, but if Angela were to say, do like, why do you have to have this extreme diet or this extreme surgery? If you're, and then you're going, then you're forced, she has to be forced into having such a quick fix. Then you're forced into drinking these stupid drinks of kale and bok choy when maybe you should have an extreme diet before you have the surgery.
Absolutely.
You can't stop shoving just, sugar down your gullet.
She's not even, to me, big enough to warrant the gastric bypass, whatever the hell she got. Like, I thought that's for people like 400 plus pounds who have tried everything and can't lose weight and are in a dire health situation. She didn't give up anything and then just got surgery, not even cigarettes to the end. So it's just like ridiculous.
Such an American way.
Yeah, totally.
And her smoking. I love Michael's reaction on the phone. See, their relationship seemed very real to me through these phone conversations.
Okay, I fast forwarded. I didn't watch.
Okay. I really was compelled. I don't know why. I just must need a life. Seeing her sit on that, seeing her walk in with the walker and imagine her in those smoothies restaurants, ordering it and what they say to her, to drive by on an LA road and to see Angela, that would be like spotting the golden goose. And to see her sitting on a, what is it, a walker. Oh, and there's something with a walker with the seat. That's next level walker.
Yes,
and you're
agree.
Just sitting on down because on the side of the road.
It feels permanent or something when it has a seat. It's like no one's
it's
improving.
Too luxurious. Yeah.
Now we're sitting all the time. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
And she's in there screaming at the smoothie makers. I can't imagine the juice makers. It's not even a smoothie. The juice makers. I would die to be the person that she's talking to. And she doesn't change.
Oh no. I just, it makes me sad that she has been there for like 48 hours and has been sucked into the LA. Like, she's already getting a facelift. It's like, what the hell? Just get out of there. Enough.
She does not need a facelift.
No, like, you, to your point, see what your freaking face looks like first.
Right.
What's a pre-facelift going to do? You know what I mean?
What did she have? She had the gastric bypass and then a boob job.
Yeah.
Which is nice and all, but.
Yes. I almost feel like the boob reduction should have been the only surgery she got.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
To me.
Yes.
You know? And
then that would. Yes. Then that would make it easier to work out.
Right.
Exactly. Oh my God. That's yes. That's I'm going to flip out. Yes. Oh my God. And maybe she needs one of those Ozzy Osbourne drug. Food is a drug. Maybe she needs one of those people that stand by you and knock the food and drugs out of your hand because you aren't.
Right, like she
can't
needs,
do
like,
it yourself.
A lock on the fridge.
Yeah, Michael. Absolutely. Hold on. Poor JoJo. What a friendship. That must be like childhood friendship, right?
My question is, again, I'm not doing that for someone unless every person who's related to them is unavailable. You know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy. God, have you ever had to do something like that for Munch? Not
no.
like that, but something close to a health-wise.
No.
But
I would.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah, but
no, that
like,
is something, isn't it?
It's just, it's wild.
Wiping a coochie is next level.
Also, to me, like, I'm going to step in at any point if something happens to you. If you're having a elective surgery, then I'm going to elect to not be the person wiping your ass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can hire a nurse, but you're sick. I will take care of you till the end of time.
Right. I'm not wiping your ass because for vanity reasons, right?
Exactly.
It's a very predatory. I'm face, you know, those doctors are whatever, they might help a lot of people, but it is, seems very predatory.
Absolutely.
And Angela's horny, my God, hitting on the other doctor
doesn't stop. Let's talk Mike and Natalie and his mother
again. I love this.
Your tweet cracked me up. She called Mike's mom a beastodon.
What a piece of shit she is.
Wow. I mean, you know, to me, this was very illuminating because it indicated that this was Mike's plan the whole time. Bring her to the mall.
Okay.
Where she
I didn't
can
think
just
that.
Read her left, right, and center and say everything he hasn't wanted to say. He was like joyously just following yeah. mom around. Mama, buy me a tomahawk. It's like, what the fuck? Are you an adult?
The tomahawk is a big ass steak. He's going to take a big dump and clog up the freaking sewage. He's disgusting. Hold on. That's a good point. Very good point there. She
that's
is a beast.
Like.
That is.
I
look at him.
Things that I was dying.
I love Natalie now more than him. He's an asshole just like his mom.
The mom chucking the wood to Natalie. Like, and then she like stepped on a nail and the mom's like, oh, whatever. I'm like, she didn't give a shit.
Can you imagine you're stepping on nails through the carpet? Holy shit. I was carrying a kid into the house the other day after they were napping in the car and a little piece of wood went through my rubber of my sandal and stabbed me right in the foot. And I screamed like a banshee. Oh my God. It would have gone right through my foot if it wasn't for the rubber. God. Oh my God. It was terrible.
I love her just not caring.
That wood was crazy. And Mike too. That's heavy.
Yeah.
And you get splinters. She didn't even give her any gloves.
Just throwing it over to her.
She is nuts with the mask and the hat. She doesn't take the hat off in the dark. How do you see anything? That's a driving hazard.
Her walking out of the meat shop, strolling out that hat in the meat. What's wrong? What happened, Natalie? It's like, man, you're a special kind of asshole. I mean,
is.
Oh, God.
See, I didn't know if it was they were cutting it to make her look crazy, but I'm more team Natalie now after seeing how he was raised like a piece of shit. She is so... what's the word? She thinks her shit don't stink.
Oh, absolutely.
Everywhere she goes, right?
Yeah, she's coming in hot. I mean, it's clear. Natalie could tell her she's winning the Nobel Peace Prize and is going to make $1 million and she would still dislike her. Like, she just doesn't like her and she's going to fuck with her forever. That's just going to be the vibe.
I thought you wanted to be in the movies. What are you talking about?
I don't know what she was talking about either. I didn't know Natalie was an actress. Is that what she's saying?
Natalie is, and it kind of sucks because it kind of does make it seem like she's with Mike that they got on this show and
right.
Maybe she did marry him just to be on the show.
Tell Johnny Depp acting's hard and she can't think of another actor. It's hilarious.
Oh my
God. Did I tell you about that article I read about Johnny Depp? And like his current state of life, man, it was depressing. And I think it was GQ or something. This was a while ago, but like it was essentially like the sad life of Johnny Depp. And it's essentially now he's like fighting all these lawsuits from Amber Heard and all these people. He's alone in his last remaining home with a bunch of shit he bought that was bad purchases. Like he bought like millions of dollars of wine, like all this ridiculous shit. Now he has no money. And the only person that's there is like one worker he has, and he's just alone.
Meanwhile, Mike Tyson is like an entrepreneur with
right.
fields of weed and living
Johnny
his life.
Johnny Depp and Mike Tyson comparable to you?
No, I just mean like you would have thought somebody like Mike Tyson would be broke but he's actually, I love Mike Tyson. I don't know why.
I do too.
I think he's great.
Dorian's watching some like documentary on him. I think it was BBC or something.
He's a real fascinating guy. I bet you he does a lot of good for the world that he doesn't say. That's interesting though about Johnny Depp. You would think his life would have turned out better, but he's very
sad,
creepy looking too.
Oh yeah. He's
probably 130 pounds.
Bunch of freaking drugs, I'm sure. Sounds like he
was shit
abusive.
In a couple of days. Yeah, it does sound like he shit, either she shit on the bed or people are pooping on the bed and it's in court. And he should, once he divorced that sweet or he broke up with that Vanessa chick. And his kids left him.
Yep.
His life seems stable
downhill.
Then.
Right, it did.
It's Captain Jack Sparrow. What a bullshit series of movies that is.
People love
it. My parents love it.
I know.
What is your basic problem? The first couple ones are good, but I mean, if you're watching past Jack 4,
right,
you got to reevaluate your life, as I am obsessed with Angela. But Mike's mom, when she walked into the meat market, they were like, how are you? And she's like, what did she say? I wrote it down. I'm 99% almost 100 perfect or something. God, what did she say? Oh, I'm almost perfect. I'm almost perfect. That's all she said. What a reaction to how are you? I'm almost perfect. That's a very ballsy.
Right, right. That's her.
I don't know.
Did I say this already? She has the neck of a linebacker.
Yes. Like, yes.
Like the neck Croy Bierman wishes he had.
Yes. She could take down Croy Bierman in that ass.
Totally. She is outdoor strong. Which is a special type of strong, like someone who's never lifted weights in their life. But if there's a boat that needs to get to the trailer, she's lifting that shit with one hand and walking it over there. You know,
she's lifting the car.
Yep.
She's piggybacking Mike.
Oh, yeah. Carrying him like a baby today.
Where's the dad?
I don't know.
They killed him. Who fucked her?
She gives me Mercy. Where's your Mercy? What's that movie? I always talk about Misery, right?
Yes, yes.
Misery.
Bates Kate. Motel, somebody said too, whatever that. I know of it, but.
See,
where's your woman?
We're old. Our reference is Misery, and everybody else is like, American Horror Story?
Yeah, right? The way that she talks about Natalie, though, and the way that she's pushing her to be an interpreter, it's rude. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's. Like, all she can do is be an interpreter because she's from a different country.
Right.
She can't do anything else. I mean, it's probably a decent idea, but.
The delivery leaves a little to be desired.
And her and Mike talking about she's not doing any of the housewife. She doesn't want to be a housewife either. And she's not bringing any money.
You know the type of person she is, right? I feel like she completely showed her cards this episode. It's like, okay, you're that kind of asshole.
I thought it was great TV.
Oh, it was hilarious.
At least it's people like her that aren't scripted yet that make the show livable, watchable. Right.
Agreed.
She can't take care of her man. The wood, though, that is heavy. I put down she's a dream crusher. Why would Mike want to even go back to that? He's smiling like he likes to be around her.
Yes, he loves it.
What the hell's wrong with him?
I think it makes him feel like a man. Look at Mama.
He slept in bed. Yeah, I'm with Mama. Oh, and I love when she says Mama. Well, he just wants to be with Mama. She cracks me up, Natalie. She's mental. I'm an attractive woman. I want to be attractive.
She's nuts.
Looks like she got a boob job. Not to be... You know,
I know. It's like her boobs are all of a sudden distracting.
There's a new life to them.
Right.
Yeah.
I would agree. Yeah.
And then the turkey just made me think of Angela's turkey neck and they're just cooking Angela up.
That's nice.
What a good way to get a turkey, though. I've never gotten a turkey from a fresh butcher before.
Yeah. Watch. It's like frozen butterball from the back. I just thought.
Have you ever thought of being a vegetarian?
I could easily be a vegetarian if I could eat fish, which is not a vegetarian. If I could eat from the sea,
you don't like fish.
I love fish. I'm saying if I could eat fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
A pescatarian, then I guess.
Pescatarian.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Full vegetarian would be tough for me.
God, I would love some sea bass. I would love to have Jennifer Aniston's life. Imagine the food she's eaten.
Let's talk who. Who's next on your list of fun?
Let's get rid of Tiffany and Ronnie.
God. Listen, the emotional manipulation that she is performing with her father is disgusting.
Because she can get it too.
I mean, she's essentially, you would think he's hot. She's using him because
don't tell Tyler.
He harmed her in the past. And she's like going to hold that over his head.
Oh,
and
because
know
he
that,
wasn't around.
Yeah, she said
yeah,
that
sick.
As much.
Yeah.
She pretty
At
much
least she
like,
didn't
well,
hide it.
So he can
like
know
Mama
this
wanted to.
I don't know. It was still gross.
It is. No, it's sick. It is. Tiffany's mental. One episode, she's ready to divorce him. Now she's
thrilled.
He's coming.
Right. I loved the mom asking, like, what you should tell. Oh, so should you tell him that he gambles and he lies and that he's a terrible person and you made
steals
a bad
steals from
decision?
His mother? When she listed all that out, it's like, huh, she does have a point there.
Oh, absolutely.
I love how she did want to screw the dad over. That was funny. Yeah, right. It is sick to manipulate a man
totally.
Like that. Yeah,
I love the dad saying, you know, I just thought the kids belonged to the mom. It's like, what the fuck off with that. That was why he wasn't around.
I thought the kids belonged to the mom. Oh, I take back that you're good looking. Wow, that's crazy.
It's not funny. People always say that, though, when kids are young, they're like the moms.
Yeah, they're just so attached to the mother.
Right.
Yeah, that's why we have psychopaths. You end up with Mike.
Right.
And Tiffany's dad is Mike's dad.
That would be
Tiffany's mom and dad do have good genetics.
They do.
The mom looks like the sister. She's looking young.
And she has a younger child, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a sister involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's something wrong with Tiffany. Yeah. And they break up. They're not together now. So if she did.
Shocked.
And Trump changed. So this was to make it more less desirable to have people come, I guess, because he made it so it for a lifetime.
That made me laugh. It's such a dick move. And it's so him. It's like hilarious.
That was his priority.
Till death for all time.
Oh, God.
It's such a childlike law.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Forever.
Yeah. Fuck. And that's his priority during that, to Absolutely. Make people's lives harder.
Right.
God.
What a man.
What a piece of garbage.
I entirely.
The way Tiffany says baby, though. Sorry, this is my last thought.
What she
calls Ronald baby. I could just punch something.
Baby.
I haven't called Tyler baby ever. Unless I'm calling him a baby, like you little fucking baby.
Yeah, me neither. Baby?
Hey, baby.
Am I blacked out? I'm not.
Yeah. Then slit my throat, you know?
Okay. So to be completely honest, I did not really watch Libby and Andre. I fast forwarded after she said with her sister, we are extreme yogis. And I watched them like bullshit stretch. And I said, shut up.
Oh,
I did watch the scene with him and the brother, but I did not watch their yoga scene because.
Which people do have a point. What is Andre doing ripping down? I guess they have to demolish, but he's working. Those taking down the refrigerator doors was funny.
Why not just pull the fridge from the wall?
See, Charlie's face looks very actor to me when he walks in.
It's
doesn't
fake,
it?
100%.
And Andre would never keep his cool that much. Right?
I mean, let's think about this realistically. Someone said in production, all right, so we're going to come film you at the house. Like, and so there's a film crew there. And so obviously
they're mic'd
like,
Charlie's, up.
Charlie's not walking in like, who's here? Like, he fucking knows there's a film crew. The neighbor called. It's like, none of that is true.
And they're mic'd up. I hate that.
Right. We don't get the boom mics. You know what I want? I want a running boom mic fight where they're having to chase you because you're not mic'd.
Yeah. And then they call you like cop style from the 90s coming in. Yeah. Me and Tyler were laughing like, why the fuck were we watching Cops when we were younger? Like, what is wrong with us? Like, what? Seriously, what a disturbing. All I can hear is the radios and them crackheads jumping through windows.
God.
That was an interesting time. I like that Andre. I just think Andre should stay home with the kid and she should just go work.
Right.
If Andre doesn't want a nanny and stuff, you know, you can find a decent nanny or the mom can watch. I understand people do weird things with kids. I feel the same way, but I hate the sister. The sister told her to lie and get a nanny behind Andre's back.
She needs a nanny. Oh, is she trying to work from home with the kid?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and she says it's so overwhelming. Well, you know, we are doing it too, bitch.
Yeah, let me tell you that
it's
that
a
is
nightmare.
Why my child can identify Coco Melon because I'm having to have him fucking do something so I can work. I feel you. He literally,
and
he'll pick up the remote and go, Coco Melon, Coco Melon. Like he's trying to talk into it. It's like, it's not going to understand.
There's
you,
a though. New episode. No. New episodes up on Netflix.
Have you seen we got to do this, by the way, on our Instagram, the Coco Melon challenge where from the other room, you play sound and see if the kids come running.
Do it.
You got to do that. I'll try. One kid literally almost fell down the stairs, was trying to run.
I've seen it. It's so great. It must be a scientific type situation where they got these kids.
Totally.
They understand the kids' brains because.
Absolutely. Neurons are attached. Yeah, it's bizarre. Never seen anything like it.
This my kid's into bubble guppies right now. That shuts him up. But the Coco Melon, man, does that work.
he found some weird show.
I busted out Coco Melon a couple times.
Oh yeah, there was like there's some show he discovered that I didn't even know existed. He's like meow. He's saying cat. Like when he says meow, he's saying cat. I'm like, the fuck? And he's like pointing. It's like Pink Frog. It's like a Korean show with like baby shark and a pink cat.
Like Pink Fong. Yes. Yeah, that's the and that's the creator.
Like, how did you
Coco
find
Melon
shit?
Is it's like sister company with them. See? I bet you Coco Melon strolled into Pink Fong.
I bet it did.
My throat is cracking, but oh yeah, no, that's the next crack level. They're in space and everything. And
right.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's the family member of little Jason. What's
this
his name?
This is why this show's problematic to me.
JJ, but Jason.
They go
murder.
To like, I'm sorry, guys. No one cares about this, but I just have to, this has been bothering me. Oh, there's dinosaurs. And like the fucking pink frog, whatever cat is like in dinosaur land. And then they sing a song about how the volcano is going to explode. And it's like, this shit isn't funny. This is about like why
nightmares.
They're extinct. Like, this is why they're no longer existing.
The dinosaurs are going to die.
Yeah. Like we're singing a song about it. What the fuck? It's terrible.
Oh, it is so good. Oh, and also someone on TikTok caught that on Coco Melon. The kids were named after the dad that there's a dad that killed the kids and the wife. And he's got like, he was white with glasses and it was a big story. I don't know who it was. And they're like, those are the same names as those kids that died. And I think that they did that in honor of it. And it's like Coco Melon and they did it.
That's
and
creepy.
It's just so creepy crossover. And it wasn't creepy on the just the Coco Melon was them in school, but the names were not Sarah and Joseph. They were unique enough names
right.
to where it definitely wasn't a coincidence.
Oh, that's weird.
It's freaky, man. So
crack television.
But, hey, you want to watch?
All right, back to it. What are we missing here?
I hate that I always agree with Andre, but that's my own problem. All right. What did you think of? Okay. I guess last week, Kalani's dad told her to stay married.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He said that before. He's one of those people, especially now that they're liable for life. She's stuck with him 100%.
We were just so in love and I just thought it would work out. And oh, God.
I love the lawyers always giving people advice. Like, they're like, listen, you're a priority. You got to think what's best for the children. It's like, who the fuck are you to tell me who the fuck did? Like, stop it.
And the fact that she says, if we get divorced, I want him to go back to Samoa, whatever. What about your kids? Don't they see their dad?
Right.
They're just going to ship him back and they're not going to see their dad?
Right.
I mean, come on. That would be terrible. That'd be so weird if he stuck around. Well, you had kids with him and you freaking married him. You can't just ship him back. Sorry.
Multiple children.
It's not an Amazon package.
And you were just trying to buy a house. So like enough.
Yeah. They need to see their dad.
I loved when the dad was like, the lawyer was like, oh, okay. Your father signed like, hello. And he was like, yep, I was the sucker.
I love him.
God.
You know, another dad. He was around, but these daughters sucker their dads into anything.
Oh, totally. Another example of that. So true.
Man, that's just nuts. And do you think that Kalani and Asuela would have problems if there were no kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you not?
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's just like, I have no idea if I would love to see a different parallel universe where Tyler and I had no kids to see if I would even be talking to him.
Right. No, it's so true.
I mean, I think so, but
I think she would find different things to bitch about. Like he just would sit around same shit, play video games all day. She's working. You don't help me. It would be the
he's
same
lazy no matter what.
Kids.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok last night that I watched probably 20 times. I'll post it. Of Kalani, where did I see it? Kalani and Kalani, whatever the fuck their names are. And they're shaking their asses and they're doing like, like sticking their tongues out and like doing these stupid things. And they're like to a song about how their hair is 14 inches long and they don't need a wig. And
okay.
Other bitches got extensions. And then Kalani's upside down shaking her ass. And
no, thank you.
It's unbelievable. It's something weird when, I guess it's sister. I don't have a sister, but when sisters are sexually like it's like a sexual thing together. It gets a little odd.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a very common thing though. I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's fetishized, right? Like, he slept with sisters. Right. It's like
they're feeding into it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for our boy Ben.
Ben?
Dream Sisters.
Oh god.
You're not watching Extreme Sisters.
You're missing out.
You're dead in the inside.
All right, Brandon and Julia, I don't have anything to say.
Nothing. I think it's all made up and they're just happy. They probably live down the street.
I know, right? So true. All right, that's it. It's everybody.
All right, guys.
But guess what? We're back.
Please leave us a review. If you like our podcast, you listen to us.
We'd appreciate it.
We need it. All right.
Love you guys.
All right.
All right. We'll be back.
Ping pong.